appointed in his stead a teenager, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, whom we read about in the Haggadah. Ani kiven shivim shona. I am as though I am 70 years old, even though according to many, was the Yerushalmi says 16, 18, he was a young man. But he turned gray overnight. The Ribbono Shel Olam made him white overnight. The wags say that God didn't have to do anything. If you become the head of the Jewish people, so naturally you become white overnight. You want to see a picture? I want to show you something. It's not a joke. There's a picture of Yitzhak Rabin in today's times. On page 9, I think it is. I should know taste as to why I know that's nonsense. Huh? 11. Good. Thank you. Look at that picture of Rabin. The man is 5 years, 10 years older than he was 6 months ago. Man's an old man. In front of your eyes, he became an old man. Because he's now the minister of defense. The minister of defense knows what could be, God forbid. Old man from it. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah turned white overnight. And he became the Nasi. So again, he's not from the family of Hillel. And he's a young person. It's really a rebellion of what the older Malabatim used to call the youth. Right? The youth is taking over. And in the Lashon of the Gemara and the Lashon of Chazal, they have a name for the day. It's called Bo Bayom. That day. That's like the most famous day in Jewish history. That day, the day when they overthrew Ram Gamliel of Yavne and deposed him, and they made Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So on that day, there were tremendous changes that occurred. One of the changes was Ram Gamliel's educational theory was, I don't know how he enforced it, he had guards at the door, and he said, Mi she'ein tocho kebaro al yikonis. Someone whose inside is not like his outside, let him not enter. In other words, we only want 100%. We only want the valedictorians, the moral people, no hypocrites. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah changed that. That day they took the guards away. Kol mi sherotze lichones yikon. Anyone wants to come learn Torah, come. All the phonies, all the charlatans, all the frauds. Come. Hamor shebo machzira lamutiv. Sit down and learn. We'll see. We'll do something with you. Bo bayom nisrabu asaf solim, the Gemara says. That day they had to bring extra benches into the yeshiva. It was full. Two pedagogic outlooks. And they both exist today also. The extreme elitist outlook. Laavdil Elef Havdolah is Jefferson. Jefferson said that the aristocracy should run the country. They're the only ones who go to school. They're the only ones. You know, like, how can it be, Jefferson? He didn't know. I mean, if he would stand up Trias Amazim today and he would see that a drug addict in Harlem has the same vote that Jefferson has. So then, you know, he jumped back in the grave. Even though he was... But that was one outlook on life. And the other outlook on life is let them all in. Torah belongs to everybody. Don't worry. You have to believe in Torah also. Hamor Shebo. The light of the Torah, Machziran Lemut. Helps. Doesn't help now, it helps 10 years from now, 20 years from now. Doesn't help you, it helps your child. Doesn't help your child, help your grandchild.